Hello and welcome to your GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving deep into Sikhism, one of the most fascinating and exam-rich topics on the entire specification. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is going to walk you through everything you need to know. The key beliefs, the practices, the community, and crucially, exactly what examiners are looking for when they mark your answers. So grab a pen, find somewhere comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the absolute foundation of Sikh belief, the Mool Mantra. The Mool Mantra is the opening statement of the Guru Granth Sahib, the Sikh holy scripture, and it is arguably the most important piece of knowledge you need for this topic. Examiners love it. It appears in questions about the nature of God, about Sikh beliefs, and about the significance of the Guru Granth Sahib. So, what does it say? The Mool Mantra opens with the words Ik Onkar, which means there is one God. This is the bedrock of Sikh theology. God is one, eternal, without fear, without hatred, beyond birth and death, self-illuminated and realised through the grace of the Guru. Now, candidates often lose marks by simply saying Sikhs believe in one God and leaving it there. That's only worth one mark. To really impress the examiner, you need to develop this. Explain that God is described as Waheguru, meaning wonderful Lord, that God is Nirankar, formless, and that God is omnipresent, present in all of creation. The Mool Mantra tells us that God cannot be fully understood by human reason alone. God is known through Nidar, divine grace. Now let's talk about human life and the purpose of existence in Sikhism. Sikhs believe that human life is a precious gift. It is the only form of life in which a soul can achieve mukti, which means liberation or spiritual freedom. Mukti is the ultimate goal, the soul merging back with Waheguru, escaping the cycle of birth, death, and rebirth, which is called samsara. But here's the thing. Most people are trapped in samsara because of homai. Homai means ego or self-centeredness. It is the belief that I am the most important thing, rather than God. Homai leads to the five vices: calm, crowed, lobe, moh, and ahankar. That is lust, anger, greed, attachment, and pride. These five voices are the main barriers to mukti. This brings us to one of the most important contrasts you need to know, the difference between a Gurmukh and a Manmukh. A Gurmukh, literally one whose face is turned toward the Guru, is a God-centered person. They follow the Guru's teachings, practice Naam Japna, perform Seva, and are part of the Sangat. A Gurmukh is on the path to mukti. A Manmukh, one whose face is turned toward the self, is a self-centered person. They are controlled by homai and the five voices. They are trapped in maya, the illusion that worldly things matter more than God. Examiners will credit you for using these terms accurately, so make sure you can explain both and contrast them clearly. Now, the path to mukti is described in Sikhism through five stages, called the five khands. These are the realms or stages of spiritual development, and they appear in the Japji Sahib, the morning prayer composed by Guru Nanak. The first khand is Dharam Khand, the realm of duty. Here a person lives righteously and fulfills their moral obligations. The second is Gyan Khand, the realm of knowledge. Here the person gains spiritual wisdom and understanding of God's creation. The third is Saram Khand, the realm of effort or spiritual beauty. Here the mind and soul are shaped and refined through spiritual discipline. The fourth is Karam Khand, the realm of grace. Here God's grace descends on the soul and the ego begins to dissolve. And the fifth and highest is Sach Khand, the realm of truth. This is where the soul merges with Waheguru and achieves mukti. It is the state of complete union with God. A helpful memory trick? Use the initials DGSKS, Devoted Guru Sikh Karmic Salvation. That gives you Dharam, Gyan, Saram, Karam, Sach.
Let's now move on to equality, a theme that runs through every aspect of Sikhism and is absolutely central to exam questions. Guru Nanak, the founder of Sikhism, taught that all human beings are equal before God. There is no distinction of caste, gender, or social status. This was a radical teaching in 16th century India, where the caste system was deeply entrenched. Sikh belief in equality is expressed practically through the langar, the free community kitchen found in every gurdwara. In the langar, everyone, regardless of faith, background, or social status, sits together on the floor and shares a meal. This is a powerful expression of equality and sewa. Gender equality is also fundamental. Guru Nanak taught that women are spiritually equal to men. Women can lead prayers, read from the scripture, and participate fully in all aspects of Sikh worship. When a Sikh woman is initiated into the Khalsa through the Amrit Sanskar ceremony, she takes the name Kaur, meaning princess, affirming her dignity and equality. Men take the name Singh, meaning lion. Speaking of the Khalsa, let's talk about the Amrit Sanskar ceremony and the 5Ks. The Khalsa is the community of initiated Sikhs, founded by Guru Gobind Singh in 1699 at Vaisakhi. The Amrit Sanskar is the initiation ceremony in which a Sikh drinks Amrit, sweetened water stirred with a double-edged sword, and commits to living by the Khalsa code of conduct. Sikhs who have taken Amrit are called Amrit Dari Sikhs. Those who follow Sikh teachings but have not yet taken Amrit are called Sahajdari Sikhs. This is a distinction that many candidates confuse. Make sure you know the difference. Amrit Dari Sikhs wear the 5Ks, the Panj Kakars, as outward signs of their commitment. These are Kesh, which is uncut hair, Kanga, a wooden comb, Kara, a steel bracelet, Kachera, cotton shorts, and Kirpan, a small ceremonial sword. Each K has deep symbolic meaning. The Kara represents the eternal, unbroken nature of God, a circle with no beginning and no end. The Kirpan represents justice and the duty to defend the weak. Examiners will credit you for explaining the symbolism, not just listing the items. Now let's talk about worship and the Gurdwara. The Gurdwara is the Sikh place of worship. The word literally means the guru's door. Every gurdwara has certain key features. The Guru Granth Sahib is housed on a raised platform called the takht under a canopy called the palki. Worshippers bow before the Guru Granth Sahib as an act of respect. The Akand path is the continuous, uninterrupted weeding of the entire Guru Granth Sahib from beginning to end. It takes approximately 48 hours and is performed on special occasions such as Gurpurbs and Vaisakhi. Nam Japna, the practice of meditating on God's name, is central to Sikh worship. It can be done individually or communally through reciting prayers, singing shabads, or simply focusing the mind on Waheguru. Sewa, selfless service, is another pillar of Sikh practice. There are three types: Tan Sewa, which is physical service, such as cleaning the Gurdwara; Man Sewa, which is mental service, such as teaching or counselling; and Dan Sewa, which is material service, such as donating money or food to the langar. Sewa is not just charity, it is an act of devotion and a way of overcoming hormai.
Now, let's move on to exam tips and common mistakes. This is where you can really gain marks. First, command words. When a question says describe, you need to give two developed features with supporting information. When it says explain, you need to give reasons or causes developed with evidence. When it says evaluate or how far do you agree, you need a balanced argument, reasons for and against, with a clear conclusion. Second, use technical vocabulary accurately. Examiners specifically credit the correct use of terms like sewa, sangat, gurmukh, homai, mukti and amrit dari. Don't just drop them in, show you understand what they mean by using them in context. Third, don't generalise. A very common mistake is writing something like Sikhs believe in helping others. That's too vague. Instead, write Sikhs practice sewa, selfless service, which can be physical, mental or material. In the Gurdwara, this is expressed through the langar, where anyone can receive a free meal, demonstrating the Sikh belief in equality. Fourth, when discussing festivals, always link them to their importance for Sikhs in Great Britain today.
Vaisakhi, for example, is celebrated with large processions called Nagar Kirtans in cities like Birmingham and Southall, demonstrating the vitality of the Sikh community in Britain. Fifth, don't confuse Sajdari and Amritdari. Sajdari Sikhs are on the path, but have not taken Amrit. Amritdari Sikhs have been formally initiated and wear the 5Ks. Both are valid expressions of Sikh identity. Right, quickfire recall quiz time. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Pause the podcast after each one and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What are the 5 stages of liberation in Sikhism? The answer is Dharamkand, Gyankand, Saramkand, Karamkand, and Sachkand. Question 2. What is Homai and why does it matter? Homai means ego or self-centeredness. It is the main barrier to mukti because it keeps a person focused on themselves rather than on God. Question 3. Name the 3 types of sewa. Tan sewa, physical service, man sewa, mental service, dan sewa, material service. Question 4. What is the difference between a Gurmukh and a Manmukh? A Gurmukh is God-centered and follows the guru's teachings. A Manmukh is self-centered and controlled by Homai. Question 5. What is the Khalsa and when was it founded? The Khalsa is the community of initiated Sikhs. It was founded by Guru Gobind Singh in 1699 at the festival of Vaisakhi. Brilliant! Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key points you absolutely must know. 1. The Mool Mantra. Know its content and significance for understanding the nature of God. 2. Mukti is the goal of human life, liberation from samsara, achieved by overcoming Homai through the Guru's grace. 3. The 5 khans are the stages of spiritual progress, Dharam, Gyan, Saram, Karam, Sach. 4. Gurmukh versus Manmukh, God-centered versus self-centered. This contrast is exam gold. 5. Equality is central, expressed through langar, the name Singh and Kaur, and the teachings of the gurus. 6. The 5Ks are worn by Amritdhari Sikhs. Know each one and its symbolic meaning. 7. Sewa, Sangat, and the Gurdwara are all expressions of community and devotion. Link beliefs to practice. You've got this. Keep revising, keep using those technical terms, and remember, examiners reward depth, not just breadth. One well-developed point with specific knowledge will always beat 3 vague statements. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.